chapter 26. You shall make no idols nor graven image, neither shall raise up a pillar, neither shall you set up any altar of stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am Yahweh your power. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am Yahweh. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and your threshing season shall extend for you until the grape crop, and the grape crop shall extend to the sowing time, and you shall eat your lachem to the full and dwell in your land safely. And I will give shalom in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid, and I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land, and you shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword, and five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword, for I have respect to you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my contract with you. And you shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tent among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will be continually in your midst, and will be your power, and you shall be my people. I am Yahweh your power, which brought you forth of the land of Mitzrayim, that you should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and elevated your positions. But if you will not hearken to me and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my contract, I will also do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemy shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursues you. And if you will not yet for all this hearken to me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your transgressions. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your shamayim as iron, and your earth as bronze, and your strength shall be spent in vain. For your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land shall yield their fruits. And if you walk contrary to me, and will not hearken to me, I will bring 7 times more plagues upon you according to your transgressions. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, and destroy your cattle, and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. And if you will not be reformed by me by these things, but will walk contrary to me, then will I also walk contrary to you, and will punish you yet 7 times for your transgressions. And I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the vengeance of my contract. And when you are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and you shall be given into the hand of the enemy. And when I have broken the staff of your lachem, 10 women shall bake your lachem in 1 oven, and they shall give you your lachem again by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. And if you will not for all this hearken to me, but will walk contrary to me, then I will walk contrary to you also in fury. I will chastise you 7 times for your transgressions. And you shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall you eat. And I will destroy your high places, and cut down your images, and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols. And my soul shall abhor you, and I will make your cities waste, and bring your sanctuaries to desolation, and I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbaths, as long as it lies desolate, and you be in your enemy's land, Even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbaths. As long as it lies desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbaths when you dwell upon it. And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursues, and they shall fall one upon another, as it were before a sword, when none pursues, and you shall have no power to stand before your enemies, and you shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And they that are left of you shall pine away in the iniquity in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their avowed shall they pine away with them. And they shall confess the name with their iniquity, and the iniquity of their avowed with their trespasses, which they trespass against me, and that also they have walked contrary to me, and that I also have walked contrary to them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, then their uncircumcised hearts will be humbled, and they will accept the punishment of their iniquity. And I will remember my contract with Jacob, and also my contract with Yitzhak, and also my contract with Abraham I will remember, and I will remember the land. The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbaths, while she lies desolate outside them, and they shall accept the punishment of their iniquity, because they despise my judgments, and because their soul abhorred my statutes. Yet for all that, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I reject them, to destroy them utterly, and to break my contract with them, for I am Yahweh the Elohim, and I will for their sakes remember the contract of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their Elohim, I am Yahweh. These are the statutes and judgments and Torah, which Yahweh made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Musa. Please note, as Yahweh is very careful to state, that those of you who are in the land of your enemies in dispersion, that you are to confess the name, as verse 40 says, and that name is Yud-Heh-Vah-Heh, the name of Yahweh. That means you have to repent of your transgressions, turn back to the Torah, and accept that the judgments were just, and it is then that you have to be under a teacher, a rabbi, and learn the Torah and do it. And that is when the mighty God of Israel will restore you in mind, body, and in soul, and one day restore you back to the land of Israel. Baruch Hashem Yahweh. May his name be forever and forever praised. Amen.